He is an absolute star, Nick Flosten. No question about that. A two-time premiership player, Dallin, just continues to get better and better and better with every season.
And starting to get the credit that he deserves. I know there's a lot of superstars around him, but this man is fitting right in that same category now.
Bit to talk to him about. We haven't had the chance to talk to him since becoming a two-time premiership player, and he joins us on the line this morning. Hello, Nick.
Morning, boys.
Hey, nice to have you with us, mate. Before we get stuck into the footy, just tell us about what's been going on in the off-season. You've been abroad doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, me and Toby Nankervis got the opportunity to go to India through our partnership with the WWF. So we were over there for about a week, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, yeah, it's with our partnership trying to save tigers. So it's pretty fun.
And what does that involve? I mean, this is the first that a lot of people may be hearing about this. So you and a few of the boys have done some stuff in recent years regarding saving tigers. You've been to India. Last year, you were in Sumatra. How does this come about, and what is your responsibility?
Yeah, I suppose with Ben Rutten a couple of years ago actually started the partnership. He kind of reached out to them, and they don't usually align themselves with footy clubs just for everyone supporter that likes the club. Usually, there's 10 or 15 that don't. So they weren't getting a lot of money from Australia anyway, but so they aligned to us. And in the first year, it was more just a couple of media ops. I think we had a WWF game at the G. And then me and Jack Graham went over to Sumatra last year. That was kind of where we were going to focus all the money that we did raise. And then this year, we went over to India to see kind of how well they're doing it and some things that we could bring back to Sumatra. So since we went to Sumatra last year, we managed to reach out to a couple of corporates and raise a fair bit of money. And that's gone to supporting the Tigers in Sumatra where they need it most. So it's been a fair bit of success so far, but hopefully over the next couple of years it gets even bigger.
Some people might say, Nick, that it's not the traditional way that they think that a footballer spends their off season. It sounds like you get a lot of satisfaction out of it, though.
Yeah, it is good fun. Like growing up, you always know like these companies do stuff, but you don't really know what. So I was kind of going into it pretty blind, and then the first trip to Sumatra was a real eye opener, and like we got to go places you just can't go over the general public with our affiliation with them. So, the trip was really fun, learned a lot, and then it's kind of just built from there. I'm pretty good mates with WWF bloke now, and we're on the text constantly, and he gets to go some pretty cool places. So, it's pretty fun just being involved with him, to be honest.
This may be a crazy question. How close do you get to the Tigers, and how much are you actually hands on? I don't know how crazy that is.
Well, in Sumatra, like the jungle was that thick, you couldn't see more than 10 metres. It was very unlikely we would see one because we did a fair bit of trekking, but we didn't see one. And then when we went to India, they've got a pretty good tourism industry about it. So we're in the back of Jeeps driving around for 8 hours a day looking at them. And we got probably 10 metres from a big female, like 150 kilo female. Wow. But they're pretty used to seeing the Jeeps, so they just completely ignored us. And we saw some younger cubs and they were pretty inquisitive and stuff. But even then, real safe, pretty safe.
That's fascinating. We intro'd you off the top there as it now a two-time premiership player, and we haven't had the chance to talk to you since you won the premiership. Has it all sunk in now? Have you had much of a chance to reflect on what that means for you and still very much the young part of your career?
Not really. I only got back to training on Monday, and then we had a first year's camp on Wednesday, so I've only been in at the club for 2 days. But it was good fun once again. This one was completely different to 2017, I found. Like 2017, first time we did it, it was just everything was new. We wanted to touch everything type thing.
Yep.
This one was more of a relief and got to like celebrate it with family and fans a little bit more, I suppose. And then a lot of young boys who didn't get to experience the first one as well. Like Lynchy, who's a massive part of our club already, and Liam Baker and Jaden Short. It was pretty cool for them to play in. And, we got to watch them enjoy it as well. So, completely different feeling.
Have you watched it back? And if you did, was it something you did as a group or was it something that you wanted to do individually?
I haven't watched them back. They were on at the club family day, the Sunday, but I was struggling to keep my eyes open after that. So I actually haven't watched either of them back properly. I think we're planning something early next year. We'll get together as a group. I actually haven't watched either of them back yet.
People are fascinated about motivation and what gets groups going. You speak about the different feeling between 3 years ago and the season just gone. What does it feel like coming back to the football club now that you are a two-time premiership player? Is it still that excitement, or is it, as you just mentioned, like it's almost a relief, but the pressure that comes with once again being the champions?
Yeah, I was probably more excited to get back because you know how fun it can be, I suppose. And like, yeah, the off season, it is fun because you get to do what you want, but you want to get back into that routine and get around 40 of your mates. So I suppose after the flag, you do get to build pretty special relationships. So you want to be around those blokes more, and they're all at the footy club. So, yeah, this year I was probably looking forward to getting back more than any other year. So, yeah, the motivation's definitely still there.
How much more improvement within you? And we reference you as being a younger player, but you're established, and there's some stuff coming off the speckled text machine in here saying you are a star and definitely underrated, and we agree with all those comments that are coming through. How much more improvement in you, first of all? Like, how much better can your game get and consistent can it get?
Yeah, I don't know. With Rancy coming back this year, hopefully I can drop off my opponent even more because he'll take two or three. So that's what I'm hoping. But, yeah, don't know. We'll see what happens.
And what about this group as a whole? I mean, you've reinvented the game the last couple of years and everyone's trying to copy your style, as difficult as it is. And we know that the handball game is huge for the Tigers. How does your game change or stay ahead of the game, I guess?
Well, I suppose it kind of felt like in 2016 we were kind of chasing the other teams.
Yeah.
And then we had such a poor year. We knew we had the talent, but we just didn't have the year we were capable of. So Dimmer kind of went away and it kind of felt like he threw everything out the window and just like hit the reset button. We got a lot of the new assistant coaches in and we kind of just brought the fun back to footy. And, yeah, kind of created our own identity, I suppose. And we looked at the strengths that we had on the list. We have a lot of pace, a lot of speed. So we kind of just developed a game plan around that and it kind of formed organically. Like, we didn't go out to plan to handball too much. It was just the players that we had, their strengths were around the handball game. So it kind of just grew from that. And then we started winning a few games and then we just improved even more. So,
Nick, for a bunch of different reasons this year, whether it was injury or form or otherwise, Damien Hardwick showed, and even in the grand final with Marlon Pickett, he will go to anyone on the list at any stage if they tick the box and fill the role. I feel like we've seen a lot of your list play now in the last 2 years. Does that show, I guess, what's believed internally at Richmond, that there is a stack of depth on your list now that we've all seen it?
Yeah, definitely. Craig McRae's probably the epitome of that. Like, he's been unreal for our VFL program. He stepped up to assistant coach this year because we lost Blake Carosella. But, yeah, Fly's been unreal with the VFL squad. Like, it's a pretty tough spot to be in because all the players playing VFL, they want to do well. They want to be playing AFL. But, yeah, Fly brought them really close together and made them a team as well, I suppose. So, yeah, the VFL boys won the flag this year. And we had 36 players play across the year in the AFL. So, we know we can just go down there. And the quality is just as good. Our team plays the same structures, same everything. So we know what they do at VFL, they'll be able to do it at AFL.
How do you guys apply yourself to this pre-season in regards to the actual amount of work that you get to do? You're only going to be back for 12 to 15 odd days before your Christmas break starts. With the CBA, you get 3 weeks off. You come back on the other side of Christmas and you've probably got a month before you're fronting up for the pre-season competition. How do you approach that knowing that you need to get so much work in? And not that necessarily you're behind the other clubs, but you've got to definitely make up a little bit more ground physically.
Yeah, it's a weird one because Peter Bird said on day one of preseason, like the three finals that we played there, the highest intensity, the highest quality games that you'd want to play. So we kind of got that extra conditioning at the end of last season as well.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon if you spoke to any other AFL club, how would you want to prepare for next season? It's probably three high quality games would be the way. So we don't feel like we're behind at all. We've got a good solid 3 week block before we go off to Christmas, and then after you've still got 5 or 6 weeks. So, and we kind of find out in 2018 you don't want to be hitting your straps too early in the season as well. So you just want to hit the good form at the end of the year. So hopefully that works out again.
Hey, Nick, just before we let you go, an insider at the club, we'll just leave it at that, told us to ask you about your cricketing skills against primary school kids. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah. So in India, we went out to this school near the reserve to kick the footies and kind of just getting in for the WWF to teach the next generation. But so we went there with the footies, we were kicking them, and yeah, they were pretty scared of the footy, to be honest. And they had this cricket set up. So me and Toby went over there and started bowling. They were probably 8 to 11-year-olds. They could get some bat on it, but when you put a fair bit of pace off it coming off a long run-up, you could get them out. So me and Toby were having a bit of fun, and then I kind of just took the bat from them and just started tonking them. The pitch was a minefield, though. There was a pig running across it every now and then, but I probably would have been close to a century before the kids gave up. I was having a bit of fun.
A century nipped in the bud. Hey, Nick, thanks for joining us. The Tigers fans have been texting through thick and fast on the Speckle text here. They love you, and we loved having you on the show this morning. So thanks for the chat.
Sure, thanks for having me, boys.